Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, December 18th, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following lower levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is softer versus euro, sterling, and Aussie dollar, but is firmer against the Japanese yen. Treasury yields are lower across tenors. Industrial metals, crude oil futures, precious metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are under pressure. In macro news, market expectations of Fed rate cuts next year have surged following the dovish December FOMC decision that saw the medium 2024 dot revised to imply 75 basis points of easing. And with futures pricing in around 6 rate cuts in 2024, some Fed officials have pushed back against the hopes for an abrupt pivot, which aligns with the debate over whether the market rally still has room to run amid the risk of a slower-than-expected pivot. Otherwise, it's been a quiet start to the week as markets await Tuesday's Bank of Japan decision. The BOJ previews focused on policymaker discussions around a wage outlook and related prospect of sustained 2% inflation. Markets will be attentive to remarks from Governor Ueda at his press conference, as well as any tweaks to the policy statement and forward guidance that offer firmer signal of the policymaker's intentions to exit the negative interest rate policy. Some see the risk of a rate hike as soon as January, though consensus remains for April to coincide with the outcome of the wage talks. As for the European Central Bank, sources have said that there will be no dovish pivot before March, which is likely to make any rate cut before June difficult, and this is also several months later than market expectations. Meanwhile, the UK press is discussing concerns of over-tightening by the Bank of England. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the December NAHB Housing Market Index out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. In corporate news, Visa has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire a majority interest in Mexico's Prosa, with terms undisclosed. The transaction is expected to close during the second half of 2024. IBM will acquire StreamSets and WebMethods platforms from Software AG for 2.13 billion euros in cash. The transaction is expected to complete in the second quarter of 2024. Activision Blizzard will pay up to $55.9 million to settle sexual harassment and discrimination suit, according to the LA Times. And JPMorgan Chase is likely facing more management shuffling, according to Bloomberg. Asian equities traded lower on Monday. Japan's benchmarks ended weaker but were off their lows. Australia finished modestly lower. Greater China markets were weak, as China's equity market underperformance continued into December, with tech and property stocks dragging. Some strategists, however, remain positive on China equities, pinning hopes on low valuations and earnings recovery amid economic and real estate stabilization. Elsewhere, Taiwan and South Korea markets were hovering around a flat mark. Southeast Asia was largely lower, and India was flat at the open. European equity markets are weaker today following fourth consecutive week of gains last week. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, December 18, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.